As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
It's hard not to be excited with an ice-cold Coke and Six Flags, so we challenged real people to make it through Fright Fest without screaming.
I'll see what I can do.
See? You can't fight the happiness.
That was really, really messed up and terrifying.
Grab a Coke and try not to scream at Six Flags Fright Fest. Save big on admission at sixflags.com with promo code Coke. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Oh. We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is 5 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. He is ready to go. Derrick Rose says his face is good enough to get started tonight, but there is an element of caution with Fred Hoiberg this evening.
It's kind of up in the air still. A lot of it will depend on how he's going out there. We're not going to overdo it with him tonight. Just for the fact he's only really had three live practices in one 10-minute stretch in a game.
So they'll keep an eye on the minutes for him tonight. Back issues not going to keep LeBron James from playing in the season opener tonight at United Center. It's the Bulls and the Cavs to open the regular season tonight, and President Obama is expected to be in attendance since he's in town. Secret Service was at the UC this morning to sweep through the building. Tip-off tonight is at 7 o'clock. Light night in the NBA to get things started. Some primetime games, Hawks and Pistons, and also ring night in Oakland with the Warriors playing host to the New Orleans Pelicans. World Series set to go tonight as well in Kansas City, with the Mets going up against the two-time defending AL champion Royals. That is the plan anyway. Rain causing some issues in Kansas City this afternoon. Matt Harvey goes against Edison Volquez when they do get started. Juan Uribe, yes, he is on the Mets 25-man roster for the series. Terry Collins is your Sporting News Manager of the Year. Blackhawks with the day off today. They'll be in Winnipeg Thursday night. Tanner Kiro gets called up from Rockford to join them. Bears back to work tomorrow to get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. It's a Sunday kick at noon at Soldier Field. And Illinois lawmakers today announcing new legislation that would regulate daily fantasy sports gaming sites. They won't be back in session, though, to talk about it in Springfield until November 10th. After missing the team's charter flight, the Texans have let go of the sleepy Ryan Mallett, and no discipline for Cowboys linebacker Greg Hardy after he confronted and got physical with the team's special teams coach. Join the Score in Dos Equis at Leader Bar in Chicago Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
He sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
To me, this is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Hub Arkish.
Let's get to Michigan. Sam, thanks for dialing us up. How you doing?
You are the greatest therapist after a Bears loss. I was really, really sad. Like, I'm like, how am I going to drive 4 hours? But I realized, okay, let me turn on my phone and listen to Hub, because you really do calm me down. And from man to man, I just wanted to say I kind of love you, and thank you for everything you do.
let's be careful.
Hubby.
I'm sitting here between Olin Krupps and Big Cat Williams, and you got a bro romance going here, and I'm never going to live it down. So what else you got for us, Sam?
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Napleton's River Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Napleton's second to none since 1931.
He's on Twitter at Hub Arkish. He's also at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com, and elsewhere. Joining us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Well, first things first, Hub, the story of the Bears week, and that was the odd end of the Jeremiah Ratliff era here in Chicago. So is this a bellwether of any kind? Is there anything meaningful other than just a scary day and getting rid of a guy who's obviously got some problems?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it was scary. I mean, it's different. It can be life in the NFL and some locker rooms around the league. It's funny, as you're asking the question, I'm thinking of that one bite that I know Tanny has put together where I say I would do anything that man would say.
Yes.
He's a very intense individual, but he's not a bad guy. He's not a scary guy. He's got a temper, and we got a real good look at it one day in Bourbon A, where there was an incident with him and Will Montgomery that became the defensive line against the offensive line that really spread through the entire practice to the point where John Fox shortened the practice and got him off the field. And so now it's come out that there have been a few other issues of his temper. Never, no one was ever in danger. He never attacked anybody, nothing like that. But it, apparently he's one of those guys who, when he thinks he's right, he thinks he's right, and he's not backing up. Now, that is secondary to the decision that they made to release him. There is a report that says he showed up in no condition to work. We don't really know what that means.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, guys, when you're a bad rebuilding football team and you've got a 34-year-old defensive tackle who's becoming a distraction, and you can find a 28-year-old former first-round draft choice who's not as good a football player but can be productive, and you can unblock the position because now instead of your second-round pick, Eddie Goldman, who's the future, being behind Jeremiah Ratliff, he's going to be in front of Ziggy Hood. It's consistent with what the Bears are trying to do. I guess Bears fans can be slightly disappointed because he probably was, one of the two or three best players on that defense. But if the Bears are ready to compete in a year or two at 35 or 36, he wasn't going to be part of it anyway. So it's an interesting story. I know it's disturbing to many that I think the Bears, and particularly their head coach, could give their fans a little more insight into what actually happened without,
he didn't.
Without sacrificing their competitive, ability or whatever. But that's the John Fox era. That's what we're going to have. And I don't think that's a big deal. I think it's something that people are aware of. So at the end of the day, the real point, I guess, is that Eddie Goldman is now your starting nose tackle, and that's a good thing because I've been impressed by him. I think they probably did well with him in the second round. We'll see now how he develops. And, Ziggy Hood will give them some depth at the position. I guess the thing that surprised me the most is I think they're dangerously thin on the defensive line before this, and now they're dangerously thin after.
So I was going to ask you.
Ratliff goes, Hood comes in, you're still only four deep, on a three-man line, unless you consider Mitch on Ryan. So I think they still have to find more depth there, but this is going to prove in the long run to be kind of much ado about very little.
Does it tell us anything, though? I mean, quick actions by Ryan Pace. And for some, Hub, I think we look around the league and we see a lot of guys get away with stuff and nothing's ever said about it. In this case, it grew to some point where Ryan Pace, who was the guy who was catching all the heat at that day from Ratliff, I mean, he wasn't going to take it. I mean, it just seems to me it tells us something about Ryan Pace, right?
Well, I don't think there's any question that Ryan Pace knows what his goals are. He believes he has a plan to achieve them. And Ratliff, as a veteran who could lead by example on the field and with his attitude in the locker room, was worth having around at the age of 34. But at the point that he becomes a distraction, he got him out of town quickly. And so I suppose, you know, you could argue that that's a good sign for a young GM, that he has the confidence and the conviction to go ahead and do something like that. So, you know, I have seen nothing from Ryan Pace in the 7 or 8 months, 9 months, whatever it's been, that I've been anything less than impressed by. I'm not going to pretend to be able to judge his first draft for another year, year and a half or two. You know, his first free agency class continues to be interesting, but the jury is very much out. But in terms of, you know, the way we're watching him handle himself, the way he's making moves, the way he's carrying himself, I'm impressed with the young man so far.
Well, compare and contrast the Ratliff response with that of the Cowboys and Greg Hardy, because I think that's really surprised some people that somebody's active insubordination and putting hands on an assistant coach is met with, oh, you know, he's a team leader and it's all great.
Now you're going to get me on. You know, you're pushing buttons.
I am indeed.
I don't think I'm in a minority here when I say for Jerry Jones to embarrass himself the way he did with those comments. But that's Jerry. I mean, he's not embarrassed, and so he doesn't care what anybody else thinks. That was the most absurd reaction I've ever heard. The guy put his hands on a coach. My God, you don't do that on the sidelines in an NFL game. He disrupted the special teams huddle. He almost got into it with several players. It now turns out, I think you've heard, according to several reports, that he was MIA for practice last Thursday, the Thursday before the game. They finally tracked him down and simply reported him as ill. You know, whether he was or not, who knows?
Doubt it.
I mean, this is a guy who a North Carolina judge found guilty of a very serious aggravated assault. And the only reason that it was overturned was a nuance of North Carolina law that allowed him to ask for a jury trial. So the bench trial was vacated. He could have had a jury trial. And then he bribed the witness or the victim, depending on how you want to look at it, to make her go away. And so there was no trial. This is a bad guy. We're not guessing at this. You know, we had an interesting debate when the Bears did the Ray McDonald thing. My approach at that time was based on all the information I had. There was a good chance that he was innocent. There's no chance that this guy is innocent or that this guy is just volatile or that this guy just got excited. He's a bad guy, you know. And so for Jerry Jones to say this is what he wants leading his team, it's kind of scary and inexcusable. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. I don't know how Roger Goodell doesn't have his voice heard here. I mean, here's a guy who's in the personal conduct code. He's already served a 4-game suspension to start the year. He put his hands on a coach. You can't do that. And I think it's fascinating that the league office has remained silent on it so far.
Yeah, of course, we know we got the GM Jerry. I don't know the difference between GM Jerry and owner Jerry, but I mean, it is, to me, the guy, Hardy, hasn't taken a right step since he got down there. He doesn't care when he came back. He had those stupid quotes, and, I mean, he continues. And then after the game, he rightfully said nothing, so we didn't have to listen to it. But, I mean, he's not taken a, you say he's a bad guy. Oh, for the love of God. He hasn't taken a single right step despite all the stuff he's done. All we know about him, he has not taken a single step toward actually being a better guy or caring about that.
Well, you are correct, Terry, but here's where we get into kind of the nuance and the semantics of the whole thing. When we say he hasn't taken a right step, he's taken some right steps on the football field. He's back 2 games. He's got 3 sacks. That's what they brought him in for.
Yeah.
And this is where you get into the whole question of the mercenary nature of the game.
I know.
And you know, are you willing to accept the bad off the field, in the locker room, character-wise, to get what he can give you on the field? Because he is one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And I think Jerry Jones, who claimed to be concerned about domestic abuse and violence prior to his signing, is showing what really matters to him, because he is a good football player. I don't think I'd want him on my team, but apparently Jerry Jones wants him on his.
The reeling Lions make some moves, firing their offensive coordinator, their offensive line coach, quarterbacks coach Jim Bob Cooter, once a target of the Bears. They were not allowed to interview him. They were blocked from interviewing him, but he will now be calling plays. What are they trying to accomplish? Or they're just delaying the ultimate firing of Jim Caldwell?
Well, first of all, I just want to go on record as saying I think every coach in the NFL, every team in the NFL should have a coach named Jim Bob Cooter.
I agree.
It's just perfect. It's right out of North Dallas 40, guys. There's some history here that you have to look at, a couple pieces of history from different directions. Remember that Caldwell comes in last year in his first year and goes 11-5 and took a team that was badly underperforming, wins 11 games, and not for a blown officials call in that Dallas game, probably goes to the second round of the playoffs, and who knows what happens. happens. Now, they're horrible this year. They're not performing for Caldwell, but he bought himself, you know, certainly some leeway, some consideration with the job he did last year. The other piece of history, though, is you got to go back to 2012 in Super Bowl 47 when the Baltimore Ravens fired Cam Cameron at midseason, turned the offense over to one Jim Caldwell, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl. And so I suspect his hope is, and, you know, at 1-5, 1-6, that's pretty unlikely, but I think his hope is that that Jim Bob Cooter can have that kind of impact on the football team. You know, they've still got, you know, certainly enough talent on that offense to be better than they've been. They also fired the offensive line coach and assistant offensive line coach, turned that over to the tight ends coach. The offensive line has been their biggest problem, so I think Caldwell is trying to right the ship. I don't think he's in any immediate jeopardy because of the, you know, the chips he bought himself last year. But if this doesn't work, if this Lions team finishes the team, it finishes the season at, you know, 2-14, 4-12, 3-13, my guess is that Marty Mayhew's got to take a hard look at Caldwell, or else there could be somebody taking a hard look at him. The other interesting thing, you know, we just were, I don't know if we were talking about this or it was another show I was doing, but the perception is that William Clay Ford Jr.'s son was going to run the football team. He decided he didn't want to. And so apparently it's the widow, Martha Ford, the 91-year-old matriarch, who is literally running the team right now, and that's a bit of a wild card. You don't know what kind of decision she's going to make, and so it's a very dysfunctional situation to keep an eye on.
Well, speaking of that, your guy in Indianapolis, there's something too where you got the owner and the general manager going out in the locker room, Hub. I mean, for the love of God, that's your guy too, Ryan Grigson.
Well, I like Ryan because he, you know, he's a Northwest Indiana guy who kind of grew up here in Chicago, and a Bears fan, and you know, somebody who I actually knew a little bit when he was getting started, and believe it or not, asked for a little guidance and certainly talked to him, worked with him. Very impressive. He got to his position the right way. He did every gopher job and every menial task he had to, and became you know, an unpaid assistant to an intern to a quality control to an area scout to a you know, director of personnel to a general manager. He did it all right. There has been a perception in Indianapolis that the problem was between head coach Chuck Pagano and the duo of Jim Irsay and Ryan Grigson.
Yep.
The reality is the problem is that Jimmy Irsay is nuts. I mean, he's I kind of like him from a media perspective. He's a great interview. He's accessible. He'll say some goofy things. But at the end of the day, there's not tremendous stability in the ownership chair there. And he has now managed to get himself 180 degrees from both his head coach and his general manager. And it's really unclear, you know, whether his general manager and head coach could be on the same page if they wanted to. Pagano wasn't happy with the fact that Grigson pushed the salary cap and used the draft to acquire more positions, more players at skill positions, while not taking care of the offensive
line.
Yeah, so there's a fundamental disagreement there, but it's not as if the two of them, I mean, you know, Grigson hired Pagano, and so we don't know that there's a chasm there that can't be bridged. But now when you've got the owner unhappy with both of them, and probably, you know, got lucky when he hired Grigson, and of course got lucky that Andrew Luck was the guy the year after he went 2-14 and let Peyton Manning go. But he apparently believes that he can push buttons and make great things happen. And if he gets rid of both of them, then I feel bad for the fans in Indy, and I feel bad for Andrew Luck. Although it was interesting, guys. I mean, if you watch that Saints game, Andrew Luck doesn't look like Andrew Luck.
He doesn't. Nope. I was going to say, yeah.
Nope.
He does not.
I'm guessing the shoulder isn't 100%. That's probably part of it. But that is, and this is, it wasn't just me. I mean, a lot of people made them a preseason Super Bowl pick, a preseason strong playoff contender, and they clearly are not that now.
We'll do more with Hub after a brief timeout, so keep it here. Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
Bears fans, up next, the Bears try to get their first division win of the season when they take on the Vikings. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Every day is Tuesday, at least if you're Ryan Mount. That's because Tuesday is your off day, and on his off day, Ryan Mount got fired.
You got to be a stupid to get fired on your day off.
He wasn't stealing boxes. He wasn't trying to build a clubhouse. He simply showed up late to his team's flight, missed that flight, and booked a commercial flight, and flew to Miami and was there for the game. Look, let's just be honest. Ryan Mount didn't get fired, didn't get cut because he missed the team flight. that was just the tip of the iceberg, or the icing on top of the cake, whichever cliche you want to use. He did what so many other former Patriots do, fail. And so the Texans did what they had to do. They fired Ryan Mallett on his day off. And because Tuesday is your off day in the NFL, every day is Tuesday for Ryan Mallett from now on. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you're our kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my client's rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
It's hard not to be excited with an ice-cold Coke and Six Flags, so we challenged real people to make it through Fright Fest without screaming.
I'll see what I can do.
See? You can't fight the happiness.
That was really, really messed up and terrifying.
Grab a Coke and try not to scream at Six Flags Fright Fest. Save big on admission at SixFlags.com with promo code Coke. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Arkish.
And that's what we're doing, boys and birds. We are talking the Hub. And tomorrow night at this very same time, 5 o'clock, Hub will be yours. And by the way, Hub, your guy Chico has got it going on in Carolina.
You know, Terry, I'm watching that game. I'm losing track of days. Tuesday, Sunday night. And I was so impressed with him on the sideline. I mean, that was I thought a really good, well played, entertaining football game. Mm-hmm. Really physical, exactly what he wanted. And it looked, for the better part of a quarter and a half, like the Eagles were going to come back and take that away. And they kept panning at him, and he just had that steely eyed, steady hand on the steering wheel look. And his team did what they had to do. And I thought they were a product of the NFC South until the last 2 weeks. But to go up to Seattle and get that win, and then to beat a really good and obviously committed Philadelphia team. The Panthers are for real. They're not good enough right now to play with the Packers or the Patriots, maybe the Bengals, but they've earned that undefeated, and they're going to be in the playoffs. And, you know, if they continue to get better, if they get a little healthier, it'll be curious to see what happens.
And the Tampa 2 may indeed be a dated defense, but it still looks kick-ass when you have linebackers like that. I don't care what anybody says.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, Dan, the amazing thing is Keekly just bounces from one concussion to the next, various injuries. Thomas Davis is playing on ACLs that have been torn three times. He's a 10-year veteran. And those two guys, to me, are still as good a pair of linebackers as you're going to find. They're just making plays all over the field. And they're always in position. They're always mm-hmm. in the right place. You know, that's why when we talk about Shea McClellan and we hear Vic Fangio say, you know, I'm pleased because he's getting it, he's always in the right place. The problem with Shea McClellan, there's no explosiveness, there's no athleticism. He gets there, but he can't make a play when he gets there.
Right.
What you watched with those two guys is they get there and they blow people up. And that's what, to me, is so impressive about that defense.
He's got the physical issue. That's really, it was like the problem with Brock Vereen, that they had to get rid of him because he simply couldn't do physically what needed to be done. And my worry with McClellan is that's just there's that doesn't change.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, he can get in the weight room and he can do all that stuff, but even in the right place, even being assignment sound and gap conscious and all that, you have to be able to get the guy on the ground when it's called for.
Yeah, I don't think it's about want to. I don't think Shea McClellan's a bad guy. I think he's doing everything he can. But when you see guys with the explosion that Davis and Keekly have, I mean, that's when you know you got special football players. Now, whether you can develop that or not, I don't know. But we've never, I mean, it's 4 years now, 3.5 years, we've seen no sign of that in McClellan. You see it on every play with those guys, and that's what separates them.
What's up with your guy Ryan Mallett?
Wow, I didn't know that.
First of all, he left Michigan, so you know, he spent 1 year there. You know, he's a remarkably talented kid with a 10-cent head is probably what it comes down to. I mean, there's been, you know, various off the field issues. There have been you know, attitude problems. There's been coachability questions. I mean, he's got a rifle for an arm, and he can stand back there in the pocket. It's not that he's not tough. He's one of these guys who just, you know, mentally the light hasn't gone on. And that, by the way, that was his team. They traded for him. That position was his for the taking and the keeping, mm-hmm. and he found a way to screw it up. And so this is why, again, when we try and figure these guys out, to put your finger on the mental aspect of it, yeah. I think Ted Thompson has figured out how to do it. Bill Belichick has figured out how to do it. There's very few other guys in the NFL who are able to collect enough players who can get it done. Mallett is physically, he's a talent. He should be a really good quarterback, but it doesn't look like he's going to be because he just doesn't get it mentally.
But when Bill Belichick moves on from a guy, that's usually a sign that he's,
yeah, it's over.
Yeah, he's had it with him, and that's all you need to know.
Well, and the interesting thing there is he went there with a reputation. You know, he left Michigan because Rich Rodriguez came in and he felt he didn't fit the system, and people say he's a little spoiled, he should have stayed and toughed it out, could have played. But then he got down to Arkansas and he fit the system and he had some moments, but there were some questions about some drinking issues, there was some off-the-field stuff, and so he lasted to the third round with really, you know, first-round tangibles, and he stayed out of trouble. He was a solid citizen. I think it was 3 years in New England, at least two, maybe three, and they felt like, okay, maybe. And Bill O'Brien was there when they drafted him, so they knew what they were getting. But from the time he got to Houston, he's been kind of a malcontent. And that ain't going to play in any locker room in the NFL.
Last thing is that, you know, with the Bears not playing, it's kind of a blessing in some ways. But because, you know, you had a game that's just hellacious, and I know there were several good games during the weekend, but that Patriots-Jets game, Hub, was just something. I mean, that's what we're talking about. If you can get to that level, the Jets did it with free agents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think both. You know, you look at that 30 front, and they drafted those kids. Howard Wilkerson and Leonard Williams and Damon Williams on the nose, and I'm forgetting one. Shelby Richardson, who I don't even know if he's playing right now. But yes, then they supplemented it with free agents. They're actually winning football games with Brandon Marshall in the locker room, although mm-hmm. it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. You probably saw his comments after the game.
Mm-hmm. And I saw him.
He's been good, not as good as he was here at times, but he had been a contributor until now. We'll watch where that goes in the next couple weeks. Todd Bowles is obviously a good football coach, knows what he's doing. They've recycled Chan Gailey as the offensive coordinator, and it's kind of fascinating to watch Ryan Fitzpatrick, because here's a quarterback who doesn't have, you know, those tangibles that we talk about, mm-hmm. and who busted out in several places, but he had some moments in Buffalo when Gailey was the head coach. Gailey resurfaces as the offensive coordinator. He says, I can get Ryan Fitzpatrick to do what I want him to do, and for the most part he has, and that was actually one of his better games against the Patriots, because usually Bill Belichick drives him nuts. So, you know, that was just the Pats are the better team, but I wouldn't sleep on the Jets. I mean, they play defense.
Agreed.
And with Chris, you know, the surprising thing about that game was how little Chris Ivory gave him, because he's been the story of that team, and that's what Belichick does. He finds the thing to take away, and he takes it away, and that's why he's playing in one league, and the other 31 guys are playing in a different league.
All right, Hub, we will talk to you tomorrow night when the kids will have at you.
All right, guys, have a good night.
Scoreboard update.
Well, past 5:30, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rotowald with a scoreboard update. Ready to roll, and Derrick Rose says he is good enough to get started for tonight. Even though it's opening night, there's still an element of caution with Fred Hoiberg this evening with Rose's minutes, but the rookie NBA boss is excited for a matchup with the Cavs.
Very, very anxious, very excited. It's, again, you know, the opportunity to play, you know, a team that's favored to win an NBA championship this year, to go out and be a great barometer for our guys to see where we are after this opening night. And then we get to do it all over again tomorrow with the back-to-back. But, yeah, tonight it's exciting. It's an exciting time, and I know our players will be ready.
Just perfect, right? Just perfect. Anyway, back issues for LeBron, that is not a problem. Not going to keep him from playing. Nope, he's going to play tonight for the season opener against the Bulls tonight. Is President Obama going to be there? I believe he's going to be there. Yeah. Tip off is just past 7 o'clock. Yes, there you go. Secret Service at the UC this morning just to make sure the building is still standing. Also tonight, you got the Hawks and the Pistons. And you also have Ring Night out in Oakland. The Warriors playing host to the Pelicans. World Series set to go in Kansas City tonight. That's the plan anyway. Rain is causing a problem in Kansas City right now. We'll see when they get going. The Mets and the Royals, Matt Harvey and Edison Volquez. Wanderibe.
Obama!
Yes, he's there. No, he's not at the World Series, though.
No, he's here.
He's here. He's just sleeping in his own bed for the first time since February.
Talking to the police chiefs today.
Okay. Lots of things.
Also talking to Pete Futek about why he thinks Nebraska's good.
He's still got him going.
Is the police chief that Woodrow Wilson going to be there? Or is that the fire chief?
That's the made-up fire commissioner and former president.
Who also doesn't like the League of Nations. Blackhawks have the day off today. They get Winnipeg tomorrow. Bears back to work tomorrow, getting ready for the Vikings.
Woodrow Wilson knowledge being dropped here by a Matt Rodewald.
Yeah, one in on us there.
Mid-update. Son of the history teacher.
Look at that. I like
wow.
it.
After missing the team's charter flight, Texans have let go of the sleepy Ryan Mallett. And no discipline for Cowboys linebacker Greg Hardy, even though he confronted and got physical with the team's special teams coach. Cars.com service and repair feature lets you get high quality work done in your vehicle without overpaying. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It appears that the rain might allow us to better consume our sports tonight. If you were interested in flipping back and forth, it's a big blob of rain right there that's going to help you concentrate on your Chicago Bulls trying to topple LeBron James. Send a message. Make a statement.
Through the grapevine.
Uh-huh.
Here it comes for you, LeBron. Mm-hmm. We are back. We're free of the yoke.
And you, too, now must handle the world of Fred.
And members of you too.
LeBron James.
I don't think he's afraid of the world of Fred for a moment. I really don't.
You don't?
No.
Not even like at a moment when he goes away and he says, man, oh man, I'm frightened of those guys.
I don't think so, because I think he's going to welcome the fact that the Bulls have decided to stop playing defense. I think a lot of teams
I think a lot of people will. He'll still have Jimmy Buckets on him, though, won't he?
It's sure going to sound different, though, because you're just not going to have, like, the bellowing walrus over there.
You're not. You're not. I find it all interesting, and it's certainly the way the NBA is going. I mean, that's what people want to do. That's what the best teams want to do, but they want to guard you, too. That's the tricky part. And we'll see how Fred's patience is with some of this. Because I don't know if my guy can guard anybody. He probably can't.
You know, and truth be told, that when I was learning the pro game and learning basketball, we were talking about Flip Saunders yesterday, but I'm much more of a defense and rebounding guy. You know, I understand where Thibodeau and these guys are coming from, but I'm also aware that this is how the game is played now, and there are the analytics show the value of the 3-point shot.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch games, I'm still bothered by bad defense and teams not even really caring defensively. I don't mind watching defense. I don't. I do want to see something different with the Bulls, but in general, my pro basketball aesthetic involves you getting that low stance and you find a way to defend your guy and defend screen roll.
I'm somewhere in the middle, even though, starting out with Paul Westhead, whose idea that they could beat anybody in the NBA down the court. Remember, that's where they played, Loyola Marymount, and later on, that's what they did. They could beat anybody in the world down the court. I mean, it's because that's what we do. And the Bulls couldn't beat everybody down the court. And they really didn't guard anybody, and it was really awful. So I'm somewhere in the middle. I've come back a little bit. I understand that's what the NBA is today. When you watch the good teams play, that's sort of what they do. They take the threes, and all this other stuff, and maybe they're not all great defensively. But I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not that Bulls style wore on me.
I mean, I know the metrics. I do. I appreciate the analytics. I also know that you've got the human aspect of what these mega millionaires want to do.
Yes.
And what's going to make them happy and how you're going to get them to perform to the best of their abilities, surviving the next 6 months and being healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I get all of it, but I never have a problem with a team that says they just want to guard you and they're going to make your life miserable.
Well, I like I say, I've seen enough of it. I'm ready for something different.
I am too.
I've seen enough of it.
The new movie debuts tonight. Mm-hmm. We're Boars and Bernstein.
The World of Fred.
On the Score.
The greatest team of Bears experts ever assembled. And only on the Score. Featuring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manley, Paul Barkish, Dave Wongstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Biggs, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Zaidman, Jeff Joniak, and more. Every breaking Bears story, every practice, every game, and all Bears news in between. Let our team lead the way. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
So it's been over a year right now that I have been giving you all these special opportunities to buy outstanding high-end wine at unbelievable prices, thanks to Cameron Hughes and chwine.com with some of the offers we have available here. And I will tell you, the one thing I am learning about you, the wine drinker that listens to this show, you love your Cabernets. And you've loved the response that I've gotten on Twitter and all that. There are some real big fans of some great Cabernet Sauvignons out there. So I've got to tell you about this one. Now, you know, I talk a lot about value wines, about some of these ones that check in at, you know, $13-$15 and everyday drinking wines and pizza wines. I will tell you, this is not one of those. This is on the high end. This is one for the part of your cellar where you put the serious bottles of wine. It is the Lot 599 2013 Napa Valley Cabernet. This is a big boy wine. This winery, Cam cannot tell you the name of it. It's a little, he describes it as too close for comfort to name exactly where it comes from. But the barrel samples from their 2013 Cabernet, preliminary scoring 96 plus across the board. This wine is retailing for $135 a bottle. This is a hillside, high elevation vineyard in Calistoga. You're talking about a unique, special Napa Valley Cab that is scoring off the charts. This also is going to age phenomenally. This is one for another 15 years of drinkability. So if you get a case, you can drink some now. You can save some for later. This is a gift wine. I'm telling you, $135 minimum. It's selling under its regular name. But when you get it from Cameron Hughes as the Lot 599, it's $29, and this is one to jump on before it is gone, because serious wine drinkers are grabbing this up. So what you can do is get a case of it. It ships for free. Your order, regardless, ships for free. And you get a free sommelier corkscrew with a retail value of $25. You're going to want to use the corkscrew right away on a bottle and give some of these away as gifts and definitely seller some of these. This is an unbelievable deal. It's $135 wine. That's the minimum for what this is retailing. And you get it right now and free shipping for $29 a bottle. This is what you're going to do. Go to chwine.com and use my code Dan, D-A-N. That's the only way you get this deal. It doesn't last long either. chwine.com, use the code Dan. Make sure you get this in your order, at least a couple of bottles of the Lot 599. chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left corner and enter the code Dan. Don't wait. This wine is fantastic. It is going to sell out. This is a great deal. So go to chwine.com and do this today.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
When you talk about he's exactly what you want, exactly the kind of guy you want.
He is now at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Jackie.
Hello, friend.
Divorced, purchased a home with 10% down because she and the ex hadn't sold their old home. And Jackie told David the divorce decree stated she was responsible for half the current home's mortgage payment. But that's wrong. The divorce decree didn't say anything about who was responsible for the mortgage payment on the old home, which disqualified her to purchase a new home. So Jackie had to go back to court and pay additional legal costs to get the divorce decree amended so she could purchase a home. If you're getting divorced, or if you are a divorce attorney and you want to get the best advice when you or your client is purchasing a home, call David now. 312-751-1333. He'll help you, but you have to call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Tune in to Chicago's top-rated real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon on AM 890. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/license.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays. Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Beer, sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And transition brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who are home Friday night for Craft Beer Night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com at 5:45. My two favorite words in show business.
What a home!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Where's your microphone at?
Well, I'm still getting used to this.
I know, right. I turned the wrong one on during transitional.
Yeah, and for some reason I turned this one on. Hang on.
I know. I turned that one off. There. That's
long-time radio guy.
Well, it's a new studio. We're getting used to things.
All right, whatever. Yeah. So what are you two boys up to? I haven't had a chance to really listen today.
Talking about the boo. Talk some football. Talk about the boo. Talk some boo. So the people I know around the team in various capacities at various levels of the organization all couldn't be happier that Tom Thibodeau's not there anymore.
Well, sure. He was one of those guys that made life harder.
He made a lot of people really unhappy.
For some reason.
But he's a hell of a coach, and I don't know that the acquisition of Fred Hoiberg is going to make them more likely to win a championship, but it's certainly making a lot of people happy.
It's like the opposite of what would happen over at White Sox. You talk to people inside the organization, and I have had this conversation with a couple of people over there who say, you know, we know Robin's not doing well, but all of us really like him. Mm-hmm. Like he is very charitable with his time. He does all sorts of stuff. Like people enjoy seeing Robin like in the offices. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was not that way with Tibbs. Not at all. I don't expect the Bulls to play a lick of defense, though.
You shouldn't. They're not going to.
I don't expect that to happen.
Well, they didn't really last year much either.
No. They said they did, but not really.
Right. But at least the guy who was coaching the team was trying to have them play defense. I'm not sure that's going to be the case. Now, maybe that's good. Maybe that makes the games a lot more watchable. Maybe they're playing what people would consider a West Coast style of basketball. But Golden State was number one offensively and defensively.
And defensively, yeah.
Because their offense put so much pressure on you, you ended up taking terrible shots. Like, oh, I've got to make a six-point bucket. They don't have those. So you go right ahead and shoot, and then they're going to go the other way and shoot and probably make it.
I'm watching who fights to bring the ball up tonight with certain lineups out there. I'm watching off a defensive rebound who circles back to get the ball, or off a made basket who comes back and calls for it, because that's the guy in charge. In the Hoiberg offense, we were talking to Joe Colley about it earlier, that you have the ball, you have the first opportunity to push tempo.
Well, off the rebound, isn't it? I mean, I would guess Derek would come back for the ball, no, right?
Jimmy says he's a point guard now.
He is?
That's what he says.
What position doesn't Jimmy play now?
Jimmy plays Jimmy.
Man, he is loving himself right now.
He is.
Yeah, why not? Nobody's told him not to. The organization is not doing anything to stop the full burgeoning of Jimmy Butler.
Okay, well, I still think that he's a guy that you win with and not because of, but...
Don't tell Jimmy.
But that's fine. I mean, maybe he is ascending into becoming the player that you win because of. I doubt it. But look, I didn't think that he was going to have the season that he had last season, and maybe he can add on even more to that this season.
I think it's possibly can, and I just think, Lawrence, this thing is going to be more difficult than it would seem to iron out. I know that Derek gave him a watch and, you know, a gesture of friendship, and that, you know, we're all on the same side here and all this stuff, but only after all the nonsense from Derek. So I don't think this thing is settled.
Well, it's nice that Derek would make that gesture to if there are fences that need mending, that perhaps he was trying to mend those fences. But what happens when you end up in a playoff situation and Jimmy's on the wrong side because Jimmy wants the ball in the post,
right,
and Jimmy's not supposed to have the ball in the post?
Well, what happens is Derek gives it to him and says, who cares? Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Who cares?
I can't even see you. I only have one eye open.
Or he can see two of them.
Yeah, these issues are going to take a little while. You can do all this stuff off the court, but the issues themselves are going to take a little bit of time here to make straight till we see it a little bit.
Here's the question for you two gentlemen. How concerned are you for LeBron's back? And I know it's October June.
Yep. Very.
Very. Absolutely.
Because if that's back probably, you're already at the point where you need time off. And I would hope that David Blatt will be very smart about that this season. If LeBron tells you he needs time off and it means your team wins 48 games instead of 60 games.
David Blatt doesn't have veto power over LeBron James saying he needs time off.
Well, if LeBron says, I need time off, and then takes the time off.
He doesn't have to tell David Blatt.
No?
LeBron can say, hey, by the way, LeBron, why aren't you dressed? Because I'm just not.
Well, he's got to tell him. You gotta tell him so he can put together a lot. LeBron's a professional.
He will. I just don't think anybody insists that he has to.
You know, Lawrence, I think that the smart thing to do is to be very concerned if you're a basketball fan, because he has played a long time. He's got a lot of minutes on him, and you talk about breaking your back. I mean, anytime you start talking about that with an NBA player, concern.
Yep.
Concern.
Especially, like you said, Terry, a guy with that many miles on his body, and and with the, we talk about high leverage in baseball. How many high leverage situations has LeBron put himself in throughout his career?
You might get to this, by the way, but 538.com has released their version of like the basketball Pacoda projections. Oh. I think it's called Carmelo. What they run everything through their system, strength of schedule, weighted, and all that's the basketball equivalent of Pacoda.
And then you click on it, it's a black hole.
They have the Bulls third in the East with 47.8 wins.
I said 48 wins. So
right on it.
I'm right there with Nate Silver and the boys, and that's a good place to be.
Yep, Cavs at 63-2. They have the Celtics at 49.2.
They were a playoff team last year. But they were one.
They were, but
that's,
I don't
too many.
Think so.
That's too many.
42 sounds right for them.
Yeah, I don't think 40. No, I don't think. Transition was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who are home Friday night for Craft Beer Night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Let's get out of Lawrence's way, for the love of God.
Full boat tonight.
Yep. Nothing for the whole book. Thanks to Joe Cowley, Pete Futak, and Hub Arkish for joining us.
Crack with us, Mr. Matematicola.
You like that? You like that?
Dale Jr. eliminated. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Memo to all pitchers. Unless you're an ace, you don't pitch to says but this for John Mets people.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Yeah. We will be at it again tomorrow afternoon. Lawrence Holmes is coming away terrific as always. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Hey, Bears fans. Our team of Bears experts leads the way when it comes to inside Bears information. Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manley, Markish, Dave Wanstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Bing, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Zegman, Jeff Joniak, and more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else for your Bears fix. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
I got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers, satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth.
I will always... have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods, Fridays, only CBS.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move.
Right low.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim,